Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, Barbara Iwins is a photographer, but the difficulties of moving house for the 11th time prompted an idea within her. Barbara decided to catalogue all of her possessions. It turned out that would take her 5 years to photograph over 12,000 objects. This now forms the content of a book called Catalogue. Barbara, good afternoon.
Hello.
When you started this project, Barbara, did you have a plan to photograph the objects in a particular order?
Yes, I had to because I'm quite messy myself and I have 3 children. So I need to have like a protocol, quite a strict protocol. And so I decided to, for instance, to photograph room per room, you know, and when the room was closed, it was finished because if not, I should continue until the rest of my life. And I had also other specific rules were like, for example, no food, things that I'm renting my place. So, not for example, the bath and stuff like that. So I have a long list. I'm not sure I'm going to tell it all on the radio.
No, of course not. So I suppose there would be things that you would have brought with you when you'd moved home. They'd be in that category.
Sorry, I didn't understand. Sorry.
There would be objects that you would have brought with you. Say if you'd left an empty paper cup in a room, would you take a picture of that?
Yes, everything.
Right, okay.
Every single thing, like all my pills, my socks with holes, everything. I really had to. If not, it would not be relevant.
And would you have taken pictures of what was in the rubbish bin?
That's a good question, actually. No, indeed. That's the first time somebody asked me that. No, not the rubbish can. That I haven't done.
Right. Okay. So I assume 12,795 objects. Were you taking pictures of things and thinking to yourself, I haven't seen this in 5 years, or I didn't even know I still had it?
Sure, but what was actually more interesting is that I started the project 5 years ago, but the process was quite long because I did a big selection on, and I had to also do a whole big post-production and analyze. And then 4 years later, I was like, oh my God, I don't have this object no more, or this object is broken. So I could see actually an evolution in these 4 years.
Yes. And were there a lot of objects that you rediscovered and thought, I should really just throw this out, I've never used it?
Of course, tremendously. I think seriously, to be completely honest, I value very much only 1% of all these objects. For example, I'm no cooker. I hate to cook. I could trash my whole kitchen easily.
Did it tell you things about yourself? You know,
we buy
books and we go, oh, I'm totally going to read that. And then 5 years later, it's gathering dust.
Of course. Like I realized that I have a lot of books and I thought I had read them all. And I've done, you know, like in my old classification on Excel, I realized that 19% of my books I hadn't read yet. So, yes, of course. And I thought in the beginning that I would, you know, really speak about consumerism and et cetera. But I realized that when I was advancing in the project is that I was actually much more an obsessive person. I'm actually, I don't know if you know Marie Kondo. Mm-hmm. I think I'm the opposite of this Japanese woman.
Right, yeah. And I assume, were there things that you thought, oh no, I'll be embarrassed if I include this, but you had to anyway?
Yes, of course. Well, the obvious thing is that, and everybody pointed out, you know, like the vibrator and stuff like that, the dildo. But actually that I don't care because I think women have sexuality and voila. Mm-hmm. But me, it was much more, I have like a mold. I'm sorry if I don't express it right. I'm French. The mold of my teeth. And I find it quite, do you understand?
Yes, indeed.
The dentist. Yeah. And I find it rather disgusting. And voila. But I had to. So voila, I had to show it because it's part of the project.
One of your books that you included is called Sex Tips for Straight Women from a Gay Man. Was that a useful book?
An amazing book, but it was 20 years ago, I think. And I remember I bought it in America, and what was quite amazing, and I don't even know if you can still find this book, but there was no images at all. So I had to understand it all with only words. Quite interesting.
And in catalogue, in the book, every single object is included here.
Yes. Everything.
And have you added a little commentary about each item and what it might mean to you or not?
No, there are 50 texts, and that's more about stories regarding these objects. But it's of course it's not per se about the object. And actually in life, the objects that we care about are not, especially about the materiality of the object. It's actually the nostalgia, the souvenir linked to it. That's what we have. But in the book, what's nice is that I have done all these statistics. You know, I've discovered that the dominant color of my house is blue. That I've done also, I could tell that 80% of my cellar, I'm never using these objects. So it's plenty of statistics on my behavior and my objects.
Which is probably pretty typical. Barbara, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Barbara Iwins there. The name of that book is Catalog with a K. If you are interested in finding out more about it, you can go on to the publisher's website. That's Delpire and Co, D-E-L-P-I-R-E, and it will cost you £42. That's our lot for today. Kieran's up next on News Talk. Our production team today, Aisling Moore, Michael Quilligan, Clara Collins and Simon Tierney. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. See you then.
Moncrief.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.